before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kame, Kame," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Kame was strong and huge. It would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kame and give her a relaxing bath.
Kame gets a cure and derivative works may be used freely for any purpose without special permission, provided the present sentence and the following copyright notification accompany the passage in print, if reproduced in print, and in audio format in the case of a sound recording. Copyright 2000, Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCulloch, and Barbara Somerville. All rights reserved.